Beauty and a Beat. And hey, Beauty is in the spotlight right now on Radio Life and Style. Welcome to the Thursday morning show. Here with me, Mike, in the morning. The show brought to you proudly by Accelerate Security as we accelerate into another cool interview and beauty, but not just any beauty. This morning, we're taking you to the Laser Boutique. What is that all about? Well, on the line with me, I happen to have the founder of this really innovative beauty spot, and Svea Herman is on the line with me. I hope I got the name right. Are you there, Svea?
I am. I'm here. You got it perfectly right. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. It's great to have you on the line with us and talking about your really game-changing beauty brand, the Laser Boutique. And lasers are I always get a bit nervous when I hear the word laser. I don't know why. But tell us about laser hair removal. I believe it's actually supposed to be pain-free. Is that actually the case? How can hair removal be pain-free?
It is correct. And you know what? Lots of people get really nervous when they hear about laser treatments because it's something new and it's something that actually even sounds painful. Mm. But with today's technology, we can actually get it. We have a lot of amazing, you know, treatments that we can now offer, which are in fact pain-free. And just to answer your question, how on earth is it pain-free? It's actually very simple, and I like to use an analogy. So if you think of a hot bath, if I draw you a boiling hot bath, mm-hmm. and you get in, you'll burn, wouldn't you?
For sure.
If I draw you a very lukewarm bath and you get in, but then I slowly increase the temperature of that bath, I could get that bath even hotter than that original bath that would have burnt you, but you wouldn't feel any pain or discomfort at all because you gradually start to, you know, that gradual increase of heat, you know, allows your body to get used to it as I increase the temperature. So gotcha. In a very similar way, that's how we can treat pain-free and permanent. Should I explain to you how exactly it works?
Well, I read on the Laser Boutique website that it can even get rid of ingrowns and dark underarms. Is that true?
That is very true. You know, ingrowns are just hair that have grown inwards. And then what happens is they start to aggravate the skin and even a little infection starts to form and then you get, you know, it looks like a whitehead, it looks like a pimple, but it's actually not. But if you get rid of the hair, then the hair can't grow inwards. So you get rid of all these nasty, painful ingrown hairs. And also, what's lovely about laser is that, you know, a lot of women and men shave. And when they shave, they're actually aggravating the skin. And skin will react in one of two ways when aggravated. It will either overproduce melanin. So a lot of women suffer from dark underarms because they shave and it overproduces melanin. Mm-hmm. And then you get this, like, uneven skin tone.
Yeah.
Or it underproduces melanin where the melanin disappears. And then it looks like you've got, like, no melanin. It looks like your skin's very white in the area where it's aggravated. So, yeah, when we laser, people stop shaving, and then eventually the skin starts to even tone all on its own because it stops being aggravated.
Amazing. So can anyone have laser hair removal, and is it safe for all skin types?
So not many laser clinics are safe for all skin types, which is a biggie. Yeah. All technology was only safe for lighter skin types because it basically, the way that laser works is it targets the melanin in your hair. So with darker skin types, it would target the actual melanin in the skin, which wasn't safe. It would, a lot of people got burnt, and that's why a lot of people are also a little bit sensitive and get a bit scared when they hear about laser hair removal. But if you go to a reputable laser clinic, if you come into a laser boutique, you will have pain-free, permanent laser hair removal that is safe and effective for all skin types.
Yo.
And it's because of the way that we treat that whole increasing that energy slowly, gradually, like that hot bath analogy.
Yes.
Instead of zapping and really hurting somebody because it's, you know, attracted to the wrong melanin.
Hey, well, that's the Laser Boutique difference, obviously. You're hearing it right here. And if you're just catching the middle of this interview, I'm chatting to the founder of the Laser Boutique, Svea Herman. And look, why, in your opinion, is waxing, shaving, or using those creams, those depilatory creams, not ideal as opposed to the Laser Boutique approach?
So firstly, many, many women shave. And, you know, old school, I remember all the moms used to say, don't ever shave. Shaving makes hair grow thicker, which actually is nonsense. It's actually it's nonsense. It doesn't. If you even Google, does shaving make your hair grow thicker? It shows you that people think that it grows thicker, but it actually doesn't. It's just because you're shaving the hair at the thickest part of it. Mm. You know, as it grows back, it's an illusion that the hair is growing thicker, but it hasn't. Okay. And also waxing, if you think about it. I don't know, have you ever had a wax?
I haven't. Not yet.
don't wax. It's so sore. It's torture. Firstly, it's torture. Secondly, you only really smooth for about a week after you wax. Okay. And then the hair starts growing back, and then you've got, like, prickly legs or prickly arms or whatever have you. And not only that, you have to, like, wait for the hair to grow a certain length to be able to wax it. Because basically, when they wax you, they're putting on this, like, sticky substance on your skin. And then that sticky substance has to, like, attach itself to the actual hair.
So you've got to wait for it to get to a certain length anyway. So you got that sort of awkward in-between period where you're waiting for stuff to grow.
Exactly.
Not ideal. Not ideal.
Not ideal. Not ideal. So you're going through all this pain to be smooth for 1 week. It's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shaving, on the other hand, we all know, firstly, many people use plastic razors, which are really bad for the environment. It takes hundreds and hundreds, 500 years for plastic to degrade. So
just think about that.
No, it's sad.
Do yourself and the environment a favor.
Exactly. And you, like, get all these, like, shave cuts, and you have to shave every single day. It's horrid.
No.
By the way, if anybody is hung up on shaving and that's all they want to do, come into Laser Boutique to get a biodegradable razor. We've come up with our own biodegradable razor. Because there are some people that will just want to stick to shaving.
Amazing. But one thing I do want to find out, talking laser, I've heard laser is quite expensive, and it might be, you know, in a lot of people's minds, it might be out of reach. Is this still the case?
So back in the day, I mean, when we started Laser Boutique, we started in 2008, so we've been in the industry for quite a while. Back in the day, it was very expensive. It was unaffordable. It was for the rich and famous. But today, because we've built our own laser, we've got our own laser, which is a lot more affordable to us, it means that we can now offer treatments at a way more affordable rate. I mean, for example, underarms are only 350 rand a treatment.
Get out of here.
You pay 350 rand to have an underarm wax. So it's really a no-brainer now to have laser.
Wow. And look, another thing that is a perception that's out there, is it true that you can't remove blonde, red, grey, or white hair with laser? Is that true? And if you do have light hair, is there a solution?
That is correct. So anyone that's thinking about having laser, they must understand that laser only works on dark pigmented hair.
Okay.
So the darker the hair, the better the result. That's why, like, underarms and bikinis where that hair is a lot coarser and thicker always work wonderfully well. But obviously, if there's little to no pigment, like you said, grey, red, white hair, laser is not effective at all. And there are some laser clinics that will tell you that their laser is effective on light skin. It's impossible. There's no ways. Don't be fooled and don't go and spend your money. But there is a solution. We have imported a machine from Canada. It's called Apolis. It's incredible, and it's the only machine, and I've searched high and wide, the only machine in the world that can now painlessly and permanently remove light hair, which is, it's incredible. It is life-changing.
Whoa. So, now that we're getting the picture, where is our nearest laser boutique located? How can we get in touch with you? And I believe that you're also franchising, so I want to find out a little bit about that as well.
Yes. So we're in Belita Junction. We've been there for a few years. We have got an incredible team of beauticians. We call our managers leaders. Our leader at our Belita branch, her name is Sarah. We've got Nossie, we've got Jamie, we've got Ayanda. Every single one of them have got raving reviews on Google, so go check out their Google reviews. And yes, we decided to franchise recently, and I've actually been coached by, I'm not sure if you, if you're familiar with Ian Furr, who started Sorbet, coaching us, which is, it's an absolute honor. He's incredible. And yeah, franchising is really, really exciting. It's going to allow us to be able to give everybody our secrets. Whoever wants to get into the industry, you know, learn from our mistakes and open up in a very affordable way. You know, when you, as a group, you can always afford more because, you know, you've got more bargaining power and you can get pricing down, which means that at the end, our clients save.
There you go.
So joining a group of people that are, you know, have all the same goals just makes sense.
It's a win-win-win. And for more information on that and on Laser Boutique in general, what's the smartest way to find out more? Is there a website?
Yes, our website is the Laser Boutique, and it's B-E-A-U, like beauty, boutique.co.za. There's a lot of information about franchising. You know, the main questions, like the most popular questions people ask me about franchising, oh, how much will it cost? And I always say to them, like, you know, 10 years ago, it would have cost millions. And because of today, the technology is so much more affordable. It only costs about 800,000. And it sounds like a lot, but to open up a business with 800,000 rand is quite attractive to a lot of people. Mm. And not only that, the return on investment is great. You can make up to 3 million rand a year. And you can be up and running in like 90 days, which is also, it's quite attractive to a lot of people out there.
Well, there you go. You're getting all the info right here, fresh on a Thursday, Radio Life and Style, and getting it from the source, from the founder of the Laser Boutique. That's Via Herman on the line with me this morning. And thank you so much for shining a laser light on your brand this morning. And looking forward to the next exciting chapter in the brand as it continues to expand and franchise.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on air. What an honor. Thanks a million, and have a wonderful day.
See you in Belito soon. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Bringing you back to the music with a special one from the late, great Johnny Clegg. And after that, I've got a special interview lined up for you for Mental Health Awareness Month in the house. Yael Geffen, renowned speaker, mental health advocate, and the CEO and shareholder of Sotheby's International Realty South Africa. She's going to be giving us her story and perspective in this month of awareness. Stay right where you are. It's Radio Life and Style.